on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Now the green light switched on. Ready.
With the latest news, interviews and tips from kennels and courses around the country.
Fernando Bale came out of the machine, Hammond.
Welcome to Going Greyhounds.
Right on 27, all over the Sky Sports Radio, John Brash has got his finger on the paw of the ground racing industry. That's all that's happening. And joins us now. Morning, John.
Sean, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone. Yes, it's been another big week in greyhound racing across the land and over in New Zealand. We're going to review some of those features that have happened and all the finals coming up in the next week or so. We're going to shortly catch up with Peter McDermott, the lucky owner of Poco Dorado, Blue Moon Rising and Veloce Nero. The three of them have qualified for the Group 3 Summer Cup at Wentworth Park next Saturday night. There were heats there last Saturday night and Poco Dorado dominated her heat, and Blue Moon Rising was the other heat winner. Veloce Nero also has qualified for the final. We're going to catch up with Gary Clark. Gary will bring us all the action tomorrow from Goulburn, the big Goulburn Cup meeting there tomorrow, plus the Bullet as well. We're going to go to Brisbane and catch up with Luke Gatehouse, the CEO of the Brisbane Greyhound Racing Club, and Luke will help preview the big Group 1 Brisbane Cup coming up on Thursday night. And next Sunday afternoon, we're going to see a new venue on Sky Racing and also on our radio network as well. And that's coming through from Queensland. And that is the Straight Track Racing up the straight at Capalaba. And they have been afforded TAB, Sky Channel coverage, for the first time as of next Sunday. And we'll catch up with the manager of the Capalaba Greyhound Racing Club in Bob Patching. And all those and more news coming through here this morning for you on Going Greyhounds. Well, of course, the heats of the Summer Cup were run on Saturday night. And as I mentioned, Poco Dorado was brilliant in winning her heat in 41.75. She was able to lead all the way to score, defeating Taken King and also Kazan. White Sox Ethics was another qualifier there. So Poco Dorado in 41.75 took out the first heat, and the second heat was taken out by Blue Moon Rising, also trained by John Finn, led all the way in a much slower time than Poco Dorado, ran in 42.33, defeating Ebby Ripper, Veloce Nero and Rockstar Kerr. 42.33 was the time there. The box draw for the final for the Group 3 Summer Cup is 1 Blue Moon Rising, 2 Rockstar Kerr, 3 Veloce Nero, 4 Taken King, 5 Poco Dorado, 6 White Sox Ethics, 7 Kazan, 8 Ebby Ripper, and the reserves are Double G and Yankee Ethics. So that's the box draw for the Group 3 Summer Cup coming up at Wentworth Park on Saturday evening. So shortly we'll have hopefully Peter McDermott online, and he will chat to us about those three exciting chases by Fernando Bale out of Chica Destacada. And I think we've got Peter coming online to join us this morning. Peter, good morning to you.
Morning, John. How are you?
I am well, thank you. This litter just continues to shine.
Yeah, it's been a a fairy tale ride, really. It's sort of a roller coaster that sort of just keeps going on the up. But yeah, it's an amazing litter, and I guess all thanks has to go to Mum and Dad, Fernando and Chica.
And, yeah, it's been a great cross.
Well, yes, and an unexpected outcome, really, because you would have thought you would have had high speed sprinters, but it's turned out the other way, where we've got now four dogs all going over the distance. The other brother, two times twice, won over 600 at Richmond last Friday night as well. So, yeah, it's an amazing ride, but, you know, all credit must go to John. You know, John, you know, knows the dogs and, you know, knows what he can get out of them and what they're capable of. And, yeah, he just brought them along and, you know, as I said, got the best out of them all the way along, and they're just flying. I think it's 66 wins for the litter over the. They started racing 13 months ago. Yeah, it's been amazing.
Well, we'll take Poco Dorado first of all. She won the first heat of the Summer Cup on Saturday night. Of course, she went to Victoria, didn't have a lot of luck down there in the Top Gun Stayers and also the Bold Trees, but back to her hometown at Wentworth Park on Saturday night. She's 9 for 9 now over the staying 720 metres, and I think the form students are looking for the history books to see if it's ever been done before over the staying journey.
Yeah, I heard a conversation that Ron Arnold from Winnie Park had with John on Saturday night down there, and he was saying that he can't remember it ever being done, and I'm not sure what sort of record books would have that sort of statistic, but it's been an amazing run. It's absolutely true that Poco loves Wentworth Park. She seems to not do as well when she's away from Winnie Park. It's her track, and she loves racing there.
Peter, she can do it at both ends. She come out in 15.98 on Saturday night. They don't often do that over the 280 metres.
No, well, she has a very good sprinting time at Wedding Park. I think she's gone 29.68, which is, not loafing. And, she was having trouble out of the boxes in those sprint races where, she wasn't coming out as relatively as quickly as what she is now with the stayers. I guess that she's racing, dogs that come out a little bit more slower, and her pace out is her biggest advantage, as well as her strength. She is very strong at the end of the 720. So, it's worked out well.
As I said, she's got box five in the final, and given that early speed, you don't think that the five would be any sort of worry to her?
No, if she jumps at her best, she would, the stats, the times, the split times say that she will lead if she jumps like she can. Her brother and sister on the inside, I don't think they've got early pace too, but they haven't got Herbert early pace. And I think, all being equal, if she does jump at her best, then she should lead, which will be great.
Blue Moon Rising only came out in 16.33, so that's nearly half a second quicker that she's come out than Blue Moon Rising, who also led the heat as well in 42.33.
He got the brakes his way. There was a bit of a mix-up behind him on the first turn on Saturday night, which left him out in front. And but he did a great job. He kept going and ran out the distance strongly. But it's fair to say that Poco is the faster and stronger dog of the 720.
And also Veloce's qualified too, but it's involved in that first turn scrimmage, and it was a great effort to get up and run third behind Blue Moon Rising as well to qualify.
Yeah, no, she went extremely well. She was having her first run since a bit of a break, and it was, disappointing that she did get caught up in that. But once she got clear air, she ran into a strong second place, and it was only the very, very good Epi Ripper that ran her down in the straight. So, there was no harm in that run at all from her. It was a great effort.
Well, the tab.com.au... pre-price assessors have put up Poco Dorado at $1.70, Veloce Nero $4.80, Blue Moon Rising at $5.50. So the Littermates are the first three favourites, and then you've got Double G, the First Emergency at $10, Kazan at $12, Heavy Ripper $12, White Sauce Ethics $14, Taken King $18, Yankee Ethics at $18, and Rockstar Kerr at $34. So Poco Dorado, she's the dominant favourite at $1.70, and rightly so, going for 10 for 10 over the 720.
It's an amazing thing to get the three Littermates into the one race. It has happened once previously early in their career when they were coming through the grades, but to get three into a group race at Winnie Park, it's an amazing effort. And again, all credit to the dogs and all credit to John Finn.
So have you and John or the other connections and Minnie sat down and thought, what's after the Summer Cup? Is there anything else coming up for these dogs?
We do look forward a little bit. There's programmed best 8 over 720, for the rest of December, I think, which would be great if those fields stand up, because, I think people enjoy seeing distance dogs go around at Winnie Park on a Saturday night. And I think then we go into the carnival era time in January where there's a stayers race programmed along with Paws of Thunder Carnival, I think, things like that. So, there's a few things coming up for them, but, we just sort of go along one, small steps, and hope they keep performing like they have been.
Well, Peter, the Fernando Balchica d'Estacada's litter taking all before them at the moment. As you say, you had three winners out of the litter over the weekend, and may it continue, and good luck with the runners going into to Saturday night's Summer Cup final. Thanks for joining us this morning.
My pleasure, John. Thanks very much.
That's Peter McDermott, the lucky owner of this fantastic litter. As I said, the Fernando Balchica d'Estacada litter taking all before them at the moment. And Poco Dorado will be the long odds on favourite to take out the Group 3 Summer Cup on Saturday evening. Well, tomorrow we see feature racing at Goulburn in their fine city, and they last week had heats of the Goulburn Cup, and the heat winners there were Fernando Drums in 24.99, 1 hour parking 24.75. We've got Corleone King was the fastest heat winner, 24.73, and Nangar Race in 24.87. The box draw for the Goulburn Cup final were $20,000 to Winning Connection. Scientific Man 1, Bogan Dooney 2, Nangar Race 3, 1 hour parking 4, Smart Desire 5, Cosmic Blend 6, Fernando Drums 7, Corleone King in the 8, the reserves Mount Brown and Dino DeNoro. The man that'll be calling all the action at Goulburn tomorrow afternoon is Gary Clark, and he joins us online. Gary, good morning to you.
Yeah, very good morning, John, and really looking forward to tomorrow. It is Goulburn Showcase meeting, as you said, for the Goulburn Cup, and then also the Fireball. The Goulburn Cup, what a rip of a race, and we've got the one Victorian representative in there with David Gill and Fernando Drums, who I think will definitely be the favourite, and I'm very confident about his prospects. But to show you the class of the field, the eight runners, they've won $250,000 between them. If you add on the reserves, $350,000, so it's a pretty classy lineup.
Yeah, Fernando Drums crossed to the lead, and there was a jam up behind it going onto the first corner and able to get away with that first heat. 1 hour parking flew out from box number 4. Bogan Dooney was slow out and ran on late to run second in that heat. Corleone King got wide coming to the home turn, but kicked to win to defeat Cosmic Blend, who railed up on the home turn, but Corleone King was a little too strong there. And it was a good race, the fourth heat, with Nangar Ace being able to be third away and Scientific Man fourth away. Zipping Buck won the start, and Nangar Ace had to race to the inside. Got a little deep coming to the home turn, and Scientific Man checked off its heels halfway up the straight, but Nangar Ace was able to kick strongly to win the heat over Scientific Man. So what about your thoughts on the final, Gary, after the box draw was conducted?
Yeah, John, it made it interesting. I think there's three dogs here that have come up with the jaws. Obviously, Scientific Man, Mark Wilcox, had a little cheeky smile when he drew out the one, and we know that's the box that he badly needs. 1 hour parking had the four last week. He's got it again. Mark Knoll is very confident about his chances. He said he's only had the two runs, 350 and a 440 since September. He said he's going to be a lot fitter now. And I don't mind the seven box of Fernando Drums. So the fact is that his first run at the track a couple of weeks ago, he had the six, and he's got that explosive speed through that first section. And then he had the eight on that occasion, then obviously the six in the heat last week. So run the dog now coming back and having the inside, not too sure he is. He knows where he is out wide. He's comfortable. He'll use that explosive speed that he's got. I can just see him probably sitting outside, you know, both 1 hour parking Scientific Man by the first section, so the race is really going to be on. But look, he's a mad railer, Fernando Drums, but he's not one that'll crash. You know, he uses his brains, he waits till the opportunity's there, and then he'll go to the fence. And it could be an enormous 3 weeks for David Gill. Like 10 days ago, he's won the Melbourne Cup in Victoria. He's going to go very close to the Goulburn Cup in New South Wales. And then, of course, he's got the Brisbane Cup on Thursday. So it could be an incredible 3 weeks for David. Mm. I'm very keen about his prospects. He ran 24.65 there a couple of weeks ago. Don't worry about the 24.99 on Tuesday. As you said, when he crossed and led the leader, which was the red in the race, he just galloped over the back of Fernando Drums, and he was very like a stony foot. He half-dragged him down, and I reckon that cost him 2 or 3 tenths, so he could have gone a lot quicker on the clock. I think it'll be very hard to beat Fernando Drums. Scientific Man always had a big rap on this greyhound. He did a lot of early racing at Goulburn. He's won 4 of his 6 there with 2 seconds. 24.60 is his PB. He nearly broke the record over the 350 there a couple of weeks ago. He's going to be there for a long way. He's a very strong type. Mark Wilcox has already won 2 Goulburn Cups back in 2013 and 14 with Knocker's Return, a natural player, the Litter Brothers, and this is a half-brother, Scientific Man. It's been a great line for Mark. And, of course, he's got 2 in the race with Cosmic Blend out in box 6. That could be a worry for her. 1 hour parking. Look, he's going to lead early, but I'm just wondering with the likes of Fernando Drums and Scientific Man straight behind him in that probably first section into the second section, I just don't know whether he's going to be strong enough. He's a great sprinter. He's been Group 1 finalist. We know what he can do at Goulburn. We saw him very early in his career too, and he absolutely flew on the clock over both the sprint journey, so he's not out without a hope. And if there's going to be an upset, I don't think there will, but one that might be able to sneak the placings at the odds is Corleone King. His last two runs at Goulburn have been a ripper. He pushed Fernando Drums to a length there 2 weeks ago, and then he went off the one defeating Cosmic Bling. We know how quick he is. He likes to use a bit of the track. He's going to have a lovely run across. He's just boxed where he needs to be. So he's probably one at a bit of odds that can probably get into the placings. But look, it's a ripper of a race. I'm going 7-1-4-8, the Victorian, the winner.
All righty. The other feature on the afternoon program is the Fireball final, and the heat winners were CJ's Boy was able to run down the well-tried David Gill runner Untold Soldier in 1997. Zipping Jess beat Turbo Park in 2017. Frisky was able to win in 1992 to defeat Morse. And the quickest heat winner was El's Desire in 1989, defeating Mooneyong and All. The box draw for the Fireball final is 1 Morse, 2 El's Desire, 3 Mooneyong and All, 4 Zipping Jess, 5 is CJ's Boy, 6 Untold Soldier, 7 Turbo Park, and 8 is Frisky, the reserves, Hardaway, Harada, and Superfast Love. Your thoughts briefly on the Fireball final.
Yeah, as it states the Fireball, it's a race for speed and speed dogs. The third running of this race, I think it nearly upstaged the Cup last year. It's been, again, some outstanding short courses. We've got two Victorians, Mooneyong and All, trained by Anthony Azzopardi, who was run down by Al's Desire in the heat, and also Untold Soldier. Look, he's had 11 starts, the Victorian Untold Soldier. He's never been led, so we know he's going to be in front probably by the first corner. He's really responded the last 2 weeks there. He got away with the first one. CJ's Boy run him down in the heat last week. He's going to be under pressure, but he'll give a great sight. And Frisky, well, I'm just wondering where she's going to be. You know, she went 1992 last week with the speed inside. She's going to have to really work. She's much better when she's able to lead. I think they'll go as one at the first corner, Untold Soldier, Frisky. But I think Al's Desire is the one in brilliant form, John. He's won his last five. Four of them at Goulburn, 29.70, twice, 1970, twice 1976. He can fly. He's got the PB over the other two at the track. And going to the inside box is a big factor. He might just have that inside running on the other two. He'll be able to sit right behind them down the side in their shadows. And he may be able to run them down. So I'm going to go for Al's Desire for Terry O'Keefe. He's won 60 of 11 at the track. And all these runners have got incredible stats. To defeat number 6, Untold Soldier. 8, Frisky, the local dog. They'll have terrific support, and obviously Anthony has a party with Mooneyong All. So 2.863 in the Fireball, $7,000 to the winner.
To El's Desire to win the Fireball, and you're going Fernando Drums for Dave Gill to win the Goulburn Cup. Gary, thanks for joining us this morning, and good luck to the club there with the running of that, and good calling tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, pleasure, John, and all the best. Have a great call too with your Brisbane Cup on Thursday, and also I know you'll be looking forward with Capella Bar starting next week, so all the best.
Yes, certainly. We're about to preview those particular meetings. Thanks, Gary, and talk soon. That's Gary Clark joining us this morning, and he'll be calling all the action there at Goulburn tomorrow. Well, Ballarat raced in Victoria on Saturday night, and they had heats of the Ballarat Cup, and the winners there were Spring Bridge in 25.19, Speed Star in 25.24, Aston Cometto put up a great performance in 24.96, Dinah Paddy in 25.04, Fully Loaded 24.96, equal quickest on the night, Dinah Hunter 25.16, Belt Up Bubs 25.11, and Shardale in 25.41. The box draw for the final sees Belt Up Bubs in box one, Shardale in box number two. We've got Aston Cometto coming up with box number three. 4 Speed Star, 5 Fully Loaded, 6 Dinah Hunter, 7 Spring Bridge, 8 Dinah Paddy, and the reserves Rixie Your Pest and Sanjiro. Aston Cometto's been installed the favourite at $3 on tab.com.au. Fixed price over Belt Up Bubs at $3.20, Dinah Paddy $5.50, Dinah Hunter $7, Fully Loaded $9, Speed Star at $10, Spring Bridge at $12. Ricky Yepes 26, Enduro 26, and Chardala 26. So Aston Cometto for the Thompsons, the favourite there at $3 for the Ballarat Cup to be run next Saturday evening. Well, to be run on Thursday night is the Group 1 Sky Racing Brisbane Cup, and we've got the CEO of the Brisbane Greyhound Racing Club, Luke Gatehouse, joining us online this morning. Luke, good morning to you.
Good morning, John.
It's going to be one heck of a race if the heats are to go by, Luke.
It certainly is, John, and a little bit of a Christmas bonus thanks to the Queensland Government announcement last week, the Brisbane Cup going from a $100,000 race to a $150,000 race starting this week.
It was a big announcement last week with increased prize money for normal racing and also feature racing, and it was a good bite of the cherry that was announced just before the heats of the Brisbane Cup. The club were able to add the extra funds to the final this week.
Yeah, you know, in an ideal world, we would have announced it a couple of weeks earlier, but that's the way life is. We might have got a few extras up from down south, but we had a really good mix of interstate and local greyhounds, and it shows up with the final with, I think, three locals and five interstaters, if you don't count Cosmic Bonus as a local, then it's one less.
Luke, just running through the heats briefly, the first heat was taken out by local Hope Brandy Alexander for Tommy Savellis in 30 and 15 in a driving finish, defeating the fast-finishing Slick Shot Hammer. The local Magic Hornet and She's Gifted was the favourite there, just tiring the last little bit to run fourth. The second heat was taken out by Hasten Slowly in a big effort, 30 seconds even, defeating the fast-finishing Dinah Chancer, Painted Picture and Wise Misty. The third heat was taken out by Miss Splendor Miro for Dave Gealy. Isn't he having a great run, as we've just mentioned, with Gary Clark in 29.77, defeating the local Hope Go Lassie Go, Fabrique and Infrared Star. And the fourth heat taken out by Cosmic Bonus, the evergreen Cosmic Bonus, makes another feature final, 29.92, defeating Silver Stunner, Morris Minder and Fernando Blaster. And the final heat, what a performance this was. Not available for Robbie Britton, 30 and 13, forget the time. Blue Sky Riot second, Del Rey third, and Wazahoo was in fourth position. The box draw for the Sky Racing Brisbane Cup on Thursday night is 1 Brandy Alexander, 2 Miss Splendor Miro, 3 Hasten Slowly, 4 Cosmic Bonus, 5 Not Available, 6 Silver Stunner, 7 Go Lassie Go, 8 Dinah Chancer, the reserve Slingshot Hammer and Blue Sky Riot. Tab.com.au has Miss Splendor Miro the favourite at 190, Hasten Slowly 460, Cosmic Bonus $5, Not Available at 6, Dinah Chancer 11, Slingshot Hammer 21, Go Lassie Go 21, Blue Sky Ride 21, Brandy Alexander 26, Silver Stunner at 51. Luke, as I said, Dave Gill having a great run of success. He won the Melbourne Cup. He's got the favourite for the Goulburn Cup tomorrow, and he's got the favourite for the Brisbane Cup at Group 1 level on Thursday night, Miss Splendor Miro.
Yeah, and My Redeemer backed up the Great Melbourne Cup win with a win over the 595 at Sandown on Thursday night in a big race. So it's all happening for the Gill Kennel. And every way I look at this race, John, I just can't see anything topping Miss Splendor Miro. The $1.90 is pretty skinny in a Group 1 race, but she has come up with the perfect drawing box too. Brandy Alexander's got a fair bit of speed, but I'd anticipate Miss Splendor Miro will be straight on her hammer outside and go past her in the second section. She ran a 17-17 second split total, which is absolutely flying. I'm seeing Go Lassie Go heading across early as well, so we'll probably have three going to the first corner together. And Dinah Chancer, I think they've got the $11 wrong there, John. He's going to get a really nice run across beside Go Lassie Go. I wouldn't see that Silver Stunner will cause them too much grief early. And Dinah Chancer at $11, great each way chance. But Miss Splendor Miro at skinny odds, but I just can't see anything topping her if she repeats last week's effort.
Yeah, Dinah Chancer was a very nice run, getting up on the inside late, and Hasten Slowly missed the kick. got a good run through, but the run of the series was not available. As I said, the time wasn't there, 30 and 13, but was absolutely flattened going out of the straight, and was back to 6th and 7th on that occasion, and got a split down the back straight over near the inside and just kept railing through, and was far too good for them, but has come up with a visitor's box 5 in the final.
Yeah, box 5 won't help him, but he does have I think it's about a 29.65 best time at Albion Park when he was up here early in the year. And that run on Thursday night, it caught the attention across the country. He was awarded the Greyhound Clubs Australia Run of the Month for November for that performance on Thursday night, which, you know, if you look at the time, you go, oh, he's only run 30 and 13, but he would have lost half a second with the bump he got going out of the straight the first time.
And what about the Evergreen Cosmic Bonus? Gee, he's just racing well in career best form at rising 5 years of age.
Yeah, he's a bit like you and I, John. The older he gets, the better he gets. And second feature final in 2 weeks, he was a hot favourite for the Ipswich Cup, but no favours in the final. This may be a bit hot, but I have actually put him in for third because I can see so much pace early that he's going to find a spot and be running on hard at the end.
So you're going to go Miss Splendomiro on top?
Yeah, Miss Splendomiro on top. I've got Dinah Chancer, a great each-way chance at $11 and Cosmic Bonus for third. But the way these Group 1s go, I may have missed the winner in those three.
I've gone Miss Splendomiro, Hasten Slowly, Cosmic Bonus, 2, 3, 4 are my early thoughts for the Brisbane Cup. Luke, good luck with the meeting there on Thursday night, and we'll catch you there for the Group 1 action on Thursday night. And thanks for joining us on Going Greyhounds this morning.
Thanks, John. Looking forward to seeing you.
That's Luke Gatehouse, the CEO of the Brisbane Greyhound Racing Club, joining us on Going Greyhounds this morning. And, of course, the Group 1 Brisbane Cup with Miss Splendomiro for the Giel family at $1.90 is the favourite ahead of Hasten Slowly, $4.60, and Cosmic Bonus at $5. Well, over in New Zealand last Friday, they had a feature heats of the Spiron Rose Group 1 over the 520 metres, and notable heat winners there were the recent New Zealand Cup winner Bago Bye Bye and also Pinny Mac, and they also had the Group 2 Dash for Cash over the 305 metre heats, and Sir Dougie and She's a Ripper were clashing again, and both finals will be at Hattrick on Friday, thanks to Peter Fenimore for that information. And I understand after this series that Bago Bye Bye will be heading back to Queensland to its former trainer in Darren Russell. Darren had the greyhound going really well earlier in its career, and it was going to step it up to 600 metres and then was sent across to New Zealand. And, of course, it's basically been undefeated over there, and, of course, taking up the recent Group 1 New Zealand Cup, Bago Bye Bye. But I understand it's going to come back across the Tasman and come back to Queensland in the care of Darren Russell in the next few weeks. Well, coming up this Sunday at Capella Bar Greyhounds in Brisbane, they will break new ground. They've been afforded TAB and Sky Racing coverage as of this coming Sunday. The Capella Bar Club have been racing for some 70-odd years, and at current venue where they are racing now on down on Brisbane's Bayside, about a half an hour from the CBD, and they have been racing Saturday afternoons over the last so many years, but they will be shifting to a Sunday morning time slot as of next week, and they'll be kicking off at around about 10 o'clock local time, and they have been afforded the TAB and Sky coverage as of next Sunday. And of course there's going to be on the Catching Pen program, which is going to be aired tonight on Sky 2 instead of tomorrow night. The Catching Pen will be on tonight, a 1 hour special, and Sky Racing cameras came up to Capella Bar last Thursday and interviewed quite a few people in relation to Capella Bar Greyhounds going TAB and Sky, and that will be aired tonight on the Catching Pen between 6 and 7 New South Wales time. Well, joining us online now is the manager of the Capella Bar Greyhound Racing Club in Bob Patching. Bob, good morning to you.
Good morning, John.
Bob, it's certainly exciting times for the Capella Bar Greyhound Racing Club, being now afforded TAB and Sky Channel coverage going across Australia.
Yeah, no, it's been 30 years coming to fruition. Bernie Cooley came up with the idea 30 years ago, and no one would listen to him. I did. And when I came back here and helped John Catton and the rest of the committee, I said, this has to be our aim to make sure the club survives into the future.
And the hard-working committee have basically been in contact with Racing Queensland and Sky Racing and basically said, what have we got to do to make this happen? And that's exactly what you've done, put the infrastructure in, changed a few things around at the track to be able to get this up and running.
Yeah, John, we've been lucky over the years. We've had a great patron in the late Con Chaka, and he was a mentor for the current state member for Capella Bar, Don Brand, and the current racing minister, Stirling Hinchcliffe. So when I spoke to Con when I came back here, he was very ill at the time, but he said, you ring Don Brown. And he said, I've told him to look after you, and Don certainly has. So it's been a combination of the committee, Don, the government, and Racing Queensland. And we looked at what we needed to do and did it. So it was a team effort.
And when the folks see Capella Bar on Sunday on Sky, just tell us what they're likely to see. Of course, it's a grass surface, which is very unusual for greyhound racing these days.
Yeah, definitely, John. But that's Capella Bar, and that's one of the things that make it unique. The other thing that makes it unique is the lure is in the centre of the track, and it is drawn up on a rope and an electric engine. It starts in front of the boxes, and I've been saying for years, you got a bad starter on the circle, you bring him here. It teaches him to get down at the front of the boxes. First couple of starts, he'll probably miss the kick because he's not aware there's no noise. And then after that, they become more focused, and you'll find that a lot of them go back to the circle and win races. So there was an example, Phil Saxon from up at Ipswich, he bought a little bitch down here, gave her a couple of runs. She went back to Ipswich, pinged straight to the lead, won the race, $34 the win.
Bob's your uncle. Bob, there's one distance at Capella Bar, 366 metres. That's unlike Healesville, where they have a shorter 300-metre distance. Is there any thought to possibly putting in hydraulic boxes and putting in another shorter start at Capella Bar down the track?
Yeah, this is on the agenda of John Catton, the president. He's looking at using that method and dropping in a set of boxes that are about the 300 for maidens and novices. With the cooperation of Racing Queensland, I'm sure it'll happen.
One thing that Capella Bar has introduced, Bob, and you'll hear me say it on Sky and radio on Sunday after the event, is a wind rating. They take a wind rating from the boxes, whether it's a tailwind or a headwind, and that is a very, very good factor when form students are doing their form up the straight at Capella Bar.
That's right, John. That was introduced quite a while ago when I was president. Graham Bay was my greyhound vet at the time, and he sponsored it, paid for it, and we've been doing it ever since because it is a good guide. And actually, I've been looking at actually installing something that we might be able to use, a computer version that would be installed on the judges' tower, and then you'd have the information straight after the race. And so, yeah, onwards and upwards, John. We've got to keep improving.
Bob, Capella Bar over the years has been known as the nursery of champions. Of course, the great Flying Amy, she raced at Capella Bar and won there early. She was also beaten in a start down there. You've had greyhounds the calibre of Brother Black. He won National Straight Track Championships, Kel's Ideal, Lonely Drifter, the Riley Dogs for Greg Stella, and of course the current champion on the track, now racing in Tasmania, our track record holder Leroy Rogue. So there's been plenty of classy greyhounds go up the straight and start their careers at Capella Bar.
Yeah, look, Flying Amy won her maiden here, and then, as you know, went on to greater heights. it's a really good education to get dogs balanced up and stretching out before they take them to the circle.
Bob, on Sunday, you've put together a feature race worth $10,000, but you're restricting it for greyhounds that have had at least one start at Capella Bar, and you basically want to say thank you to all the trainers that have supported Capella Bar over the non-TAB over the years, so you're giving something back to them and putting this race on specifically for them.
Yeah, look, it's going to be an annual event, but the first one we run will be dogs. Anyone can nominate, but dogs that have had at least one start at Capella Bar will be given preference when the race is graded. So,
and also...
I do know Leroy Rogue's not coming back for it. So, you know, it'll be a very, very keenly contested event.
Yeah, because he's heading towards the Hobart 1000, which heats are coming up on Thursday week. And Bob, an announcement, of course, we were discussing with Luke a few moments ago that prize money increases here in Queensland last week, and Capella Bar was beneficiary of that. You race the Capella Bar Cup every year around October, early November, and this year it was worth $7,500. And when the major announcement was made, Capella Bar going TAB Sky last week, the Capella Bar Cup has been given an injection of funds up to $37,500 from next year.
Yeah, that's correct. We came up with the idea that we'd like to name the Capella Bar Cup after Con Chaka. Con was an enormous supporter of the industry, particularly Capella Bar. It was not uncommon to see him when he was Federal Minister for Veteran Affairs to be down at the bar on a Saturday talking to patrons and having a beer. And anything he could do for the club, there was never too much. So I put the suggestion to Don Brown. He contacted the family. They're elated. And then with the help of Don Brown and the minister, we've now got a Capella Bar Cup that's worth $37,500.
And that will be run towards the end of next year.
Yeah, look, it's normally run in October, November, just before Melbourne Cup Day, but we're looking and working with Luke, and it may come forward to about September.
Oh, okay. All right, so we'll keep our trainers abreast of that, and I'm sure you're going to get noms from all over Australia with that sort of money. Bob, thanks for joining us this morning. It's certainly exciting times for the straight track at Capella Bar, and as I said, Your Ugly Mug and My Ugly Mug will be part of a Sky Channel feature tonight on The Catching Pen, and folks will be able to see what it looks like before we race there on Sunday.
Yes, John, and they can always go to our Facebook page and have a look at the great photos that Aaron Cameron's been taking, and that'll give them a good view, but they settle in tonight and then back up on Sunday morning and watch us on Sky.
Bob, thanks for your time this morning and good luck with the meeting there on Sunday.
Okay, thanks, John.
That's Bob Patching, the manager of the Capella Bar Greyhound Racing Club in Brisbane. Exciting times. You'll be able to see Capella Bar live on Sky and here on Sky Sports Radio as of this Sunday. Well, that wraps up another edition of Going Greyhounds, and exciting racing coming up over the next week, and we'll review it all again, Cozzy, next Monday morning.
Good on you, John. John Brash, Going Greyhounds. It is almost 12 past 11, Sky Sports Radio.